At home, a couple of eggs boil in a pan. Sitting at the breakfast table with husband Dennis, Margaret cuts a piece of toast as he pours her a cup of tea. She watches as Dennis spreads a large lump of butter on his slice of toast.
Too much, much too much butter.
I like butter.
Yes.
She sips her cup of tea, then regards it thoughtfully.
Milk's gone up.
Mm.
49p a pint.
Good grief. You'll have to economise. Suppose we could always sell the car. Or take in paying guests.
Margaret chuckles.
Watch out. She's on the prowl.
Margaret looks furtively beyond the kitchen door.
Eat your egg.
A middle-aged woman bustles in.
Goodness, there you are.
Yes, here we are.
Dennis has vanished. Margaret sits alone at the table. The Iron Lady. In the corridor, June talks with a police officer.
How did this happen? How could she possibly have got out? It's very, very important that the front door is left locked.
Of course.
Will you please make it clear to whoever's on after you? I'm afraid I'm going to have to phone the station about this. Anything could have happened.
I understand.
Maria, she's starting to clear her husband's cupboards, so...
Having listened surreptitiously to their conversation, Margaret hurries out of the kitchen by a different door. She glances at an armed policeman on duty in the corridor as she goes. In a bedroom, Margaret opens a wardrobe and examines a selection of Dennis's suits hanging up there. June opens the curtains behind her.
Beautiful day. Mm. Oh, you've made a start. Mm. Carol's coming soon. I'll get some bags. Anything you want to go to Mark? I'll bring up a suitcase for it.
Margaret looks uninterested in June's conversation. As June goes, Dennis appears beside Margaret and indicates a couple of the suits.
No. The grey.
You sure?
Dennis holds the suit up against himself and Margaret brushes it off with a clothes brush.
Definitely the grey.
Right here.
Boss knows best.
Dennis takes the suit away. As Margaret takes a brown suit out of the cupboard, Dennis is reflected in a mirror. June picks up Margaret's newspaper.
You're going to take my paper away?
Oh, I haven't had a chance to look at that yet, dear.
Sorry.
June puts the paper back.
Atta girl.
Dennis cuts himself shaving.
Ah, damn. Damn it.
Blot it. Blot it.
Pardon?
Margaret tosses down one of the suits. The police talk outside.
You're supposed to be looking after...
Now look what you've done.
But where were you?
Are they to keep the loonies out or you in? I'll be off then.
Wear your scarf. There is a chill out there.
Dennis goes. A younger woman, Susie, approaches Margaret.
Good morning, Lady Thatcher. Are you all right? How are you feeling?
I'm fine. Thank you, Susie.
I've just been reading about the bombings.
Oh, it's frightful.
Susie scrambles to dig her phone out of her handbag.
Sorry.
Susie's brought a large box.
These are the books for you to sign. I brought as many as I could find. Shall we go through your appointments? We said we'd go through them today.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Of course, dear.
The invitation has come from Downing Street for the unveiling of your portrait. Mm-hmm. I'll put that on the mantelpiece. And there's an invitation from Lord Armstrong for lunch on the first Friday of next month. Right. I said no because you have a concert that afternoon, but if you'd like to... It looks like a very interesting programme.
What are they playing?
I think they said... Rodgers and Hammerstein?
Margaret closes her eyes as she has a flashback to her and Dennis holding hands at a performance of The King and I. In the present, she stares out of the window and sees Dennis look up from the street and strike a comical pose.
Oh!
He mimics Charlie Chaplin.
smiling man. Oh, he hasn't got his scarf on.
Later, Margaret sits at her desk signing the copies of her autobiography that Susie brought in. She signs each book, Margaret Thatcher, and moves it from a pending to a done pile. As her concentration wanders from the repetitive task, she signs one book, Margaret Roberts, a flashback to 1943. Young Margaret shelters under a table with the rest of her family during an air raid.
Did someone cover the butter?
They all exchange anxious looks.
I got cleaning!
Margaret?
As Margaret is about to cover the butter, she's caught in the flare of an exploding bomb. She freezes in terror, then covers the butter and returns.
Good girl. Tomorrow, no matter what they do, it'll be business as usual.
Margaret measures out a ration of flour in front of two children.
Two of the small beef, Mr. Roberts.
What is the lifeblood of any community? It's business. Not just big business, but small businesses like mine.
Margaret's cops.
We on this island are strong. We're self-reliant. Sometimes we're plain bloody-minded. But we also believe in helping each other. And I don't mean by state hand.
Margaret, do you want to come to the pictures?
She's not coming out. She's got to study.
Oh, it's hoity-toity.
Never run with the crowd, Margaret. Go your own way. Go your own way. Open it then.
Margaret opens a letter as her father, Alfred, watches.
I've got a place at Oxford.
Looking moved and delighted, Alfred hugs her.
Don't let me down, Margaret.
Mother!
She holds the letter out to Beatrice, her mother.
My hands are still damp.
Margaret looks disappointed as Beatrice returns to the sink. In the present, Margaret realises she signed the book as...
Margaret Roberts.
Annoyed, she tears the signed page out of the book. Later, she's having a nap on her bed. June puts a cup of tea on the bedside table.
The Margaret's corpse.
Margaret wakes.
I don't know where it's come from, but she's suddenly...
Talking about you again?
What time is it?
Sun's not quite over the yard, Al. It's time for tea.
She gets up.
Look, Margaret.
Dennis wears a pink turban.
What have you got on your head?
Found it in the cupboard. Thought, bugger it, it's Friday, why not fancy dress?
You look ridiculous.